This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea accused the United States of double standards over weapons testing. Its state media reported Thursday after an emergency UN Security Council meeting on the issue. Pyongyang fired a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile on Tuesday, the latest in a series of tests in recent weeks, prompting the U.S. and Britain to call the diplomatic meeting in New York. But a spokesperson from the North's foreign ministry told state media the test was not aimed at the United States and was carried out purely for the defense of the country. The statement added Washington's criticism of the North for developing and test firing the same weapon system as one of the U.S. possesses or is developing is a clear expression of double standards. Early this month, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un blamed the United States for tensions, dismissing Washington's assertion that it does not have hostile intentions. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. Lawmakers spent 6 months investigating the Brazilian government's management of the pandemic. The decision on whether to file most of the charges be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, a Bolsonaro appointee and ally. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. regulators are extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They also said Wednesday anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they initially received. The Food and Drug Administration announced marks a big step toward expanding the U.S. boost campaign, which began with the extra dose of the Pfizer vaccine last month. But it's not the last word. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consult an expert panel later this week before finalizing official recommendations for boosters. The governor of a Mexican state said Wednesday he fired the entire police force of a town that had apparently been helping local drug gangs. He says more than 100 officers of the municipal police force in the town of Juvenito Rosas had been disarmed and fired. He said the town had become a bastion of criminal groups, but did not specify which gangs they were. State police and National Guard took over law enforcement duties in the town of about 45,000 people. Officials claim police employees have been found with drugs and others have apparently had unregistered guns and ammunition in their possession. Efforts in Haiti to win the return of 17 members of the U.S.-based missionary group and a local driver stretched into a fourth day Wednesday with a violent gang demanding $1 million per person. The group seizure includes 5 children aged 8 months to 15 years. 16 of the abductees are Americans and 1 Canadian. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said it would hold a day of fasting and prayer for its missionaries on Thursday. The organization said the group was returning from visiting an orphanage when it was abducted. A wave of kidnappings has added to the other miseries besetting the Caribbean nation. And Spanish government geologists on Wednesday said the volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma is continuing to violently erupt with no signs of stopping or even slowing down. The volcano, one of the Canary Islands northwest of Africa, has so far destroyed more than 1,800 buildings. Some 7,000 people have had to evacuate their homes. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.